Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from Coverings 2011 in Las Vegas is Sven Hoffman, who is the chairman emeritus at Crossville and also the president of the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation. Sven, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
I just ran into you. I appreciate you giving me a few minutes. Actually, one of the things that you were just telling me before we started the taping is that there's a new ceramic tile handbook. Is that right?
Yes. The TCNA handbook that comes out every year, every second year, has been thoroughly revised this year. There's been a tremendous effort made, and it now also includes stone and glass tile. So it'll be much more useful. And also, it has been completely revised, so it's much easier to use. So it's now a 300-page, if you like, Bible for the tile industry. It's a vast expanse of information.
And one of the things that's neat, and the reason you told me about it, because of one of the, I guess, passions that you have right now, is to make sure that there are more and more trained ceramic tile contractors out there. And in this handbook now, they're actually putting a regional listing of all of the qualified, trained ceramic tile contractors, right?
That is correct. There's an insert in it that mentioned about a little over 200 contractors that has certified installers now. And we think we will be able to do, because we have got better support this year, we will be able to do another 500 this year. So we hope to have about 1,000 certified installers in maybe 300 companies by the end of this year.
And this directory lists all 300 of those when it's done, it'll list all 300.
It is done for the people that are now. It will be updated on the website. And, of course, when the next revision comes out of the handbook, then it will be updated also. Yeah. So it should be a very useful tool for architects and designers that is looking for contractors with certified installers.
Now, Sven, one of the things that some people may not realize is this handbook, while it's got a lot of technical information that tells you the right way of putting in tile and stone and glass and all those things you were talking about, but it's also a resource for the A&D community to use if they have questions in specifying the product, right?
Absolutely. It's really a... been geared to be a help for the specifier, and it's been made much more easy to use now. There's also chapters on selection of tile and stone, so it is much easier to get into and select the product that they're looking for.
So to use a metaphor, it's a little bit like the Chapman Book of Navigation on your and I's passion of sailing, right?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty comprehensive now, yeah.
And it's updated every year, and this is the biggest one they've done.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. What are some of the other things that are newsworthy from the CTF? I know you're president and on the board.
Well, we are expanding the staff, and we now have a program manager on, so we can be more active in arranging certification sites. And the effort of getting 500 people certified this year also requires more evaluators and so on. So you can say that the organization of CTAF is solidifying and becoming a much more active force in the industry.
And where does the funding come for that?
It primarily comes from the American industry and from Tile Council of America, but also Coverings is a very important supporter of this. So that is the key pillars. And of course, Coverings, that is ceramic tile from Italy, it is the Spanish people, and also NCCA and CDTA. So it's really a full support from all aspects of the major players in the industry.
Okay. The headquarters for CTF is still down in Clemson, South Carolina, right?
Yeah, that is right. Yes. Yeah, we are there. But basically, this certification course can be done anywhere in the country. And we have had great success with many of the distributors that has been hosting these sites. And the good thing there is that we always get good feedback from the distributors. They would like to do it again. So it's a positive experience, and people are learning a lot. So
if somebody wants to get information, they've got some people they want to get trained according to this program, and we've done interviews before. I mean, it's a very difficult program to go through because you really want them to know their stuff. But if somebody is interested in attending these classes, how do they get information on where they are?
Well, they can look on the internet for CTEF or Tile Career. They can also they can call Scott Carruthers.
Let me just ask you: Are the classes, they travel around and do these classes all over the country.
Yeah, yes, they do. They will be arranged, and then a distributor will try and get the local community of tile installers to come in and attend. And we take up to about 20 each time we have a certification program.
Okay, one last question, Sven. How are you hearing the business is doing right now? Are you feeling there's a little bit of an uptick?
I think a lot of people are cautiously optimistic, is probably a good way of saying. Many people are feeling a little bit of an uptick in compared to last year. And so there's some positive trends going on at the moment. I don't think any of us expect a major increase in activity, but at least it's going the right direction.
Okay, great, Sven. Good to talk to you. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with our listeners. Again, we've been talking to Sven Hoffman, who's the president of the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation and chairman emeritus with Crossville Tile. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.